As Israel presses its military operation in Gaza, it says it will never again let Hamas rule the territory. But here's a problem for Israel. Right now, no one else wants to rule the Gaza Strip. NPR's Greg Myrie spoke with several Israeli security experts about the limited options.
Israel's immediate goal of driving out Hamas is a major military challenge. It's likely to take 2 to 6 months, according to Yaakov Amador. He's a former general and national security advisor in Israel.
We will not allow an organization to be on the other side of the fence with capabilities to attack the civilians and to launch rockets into Israel.
Israeli troops have swiftly taken over much of northern Gaza and encircled Gaza City. But taking full control of the territory may be the easy part. The more daunting challenge could be finding a replacement who's willing and able to run Gaza. Amador says Israel, which withdrew its troops from Gaza in 2005, does not plan another extended stay.
We don't want to stay there. This is very clear for us. We don't want to take responsibility for 2 million Palestinians.
So who might take on such a monumental task? Orna Mizrahi, a former Israeli deputy national security advisor, concedes there's no clear candidate.
If you want to replace Hamas, who is going to come afterwards? What is going to be in the day after? This is the big question.
The Palestinian Authority nominally leads the Palestinians in the West Bank. It used to run Gaza as well. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said that over time, a revitalized Palestinian Authority could return to Gaza. But that seems unrealistic at the moment, says Mizrahi.
I'm not sure that the Palestinian Authority will want to come in after Israel.
In fact, Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas, who turns 88 next week, reportedly told the U.S. last month, "I will not return to Gaza on top of an Israeli tank." Hamas took charge in Gaza by winning Palestinian elections in 2006. The following year, Hamas militants drove the Palestinian Authority out in a bloody battle. Since then, Israel and Hamas have fought repeatedly, but Israel never sought to drive out the militant group. This time, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says the goal is to completely destroy Hamas.
Anything less than that will be viewed as a failure by the public.
Chuck Freilich is a former Israeli deputy national security advisor.
Whether you think it's the right thing to do or not, I mean, the government may have just roped themselves into doing that.
Privately, Israeli officials say they'd like to bring in the international community to help run a future Gaza. But prospects aren't good. Neighboring Egypt isn't interested. It's long sought to keep Gaza's chaos from spilling over its border. Wealthy Arab states like Qatar cut large checks to Gaza, but show no interest in getting directly involved. The United Nations provides basic services there, like food, healthcare, and schooling, but is not equipped to govern. In addition, Freilich says, Hamas would not accept rule by outsiders.
How do you keep them in power? Because it's clear that the remnants of Hamas or whoever will be doing everything to kill the guy who's in power.
Yaakov Amador says Israel should remember an important precedent. Israel invaded southern Lebanon in 1982 to drive out Palestinians attacking northern Israel. Israel did push out the Palestinians, but then a militant Lebanese group, Hezbollah, emerged. Israel finally left southern Lebanon in 2000. Hezbollah continues to fire rockets into northern Israel to this day.
We learned on the hard way in Lebanon. We cannot be the kingmakers. You cannot come from outside and determine to the Palestinians who will be their government. They have to make decisions. They have to make the choice.
But right now, it's hard to see any good choices. Greg Myrie, NPR News, Tel Aviv.